Chapter 1. Harper surfaced slowly, like drowning in syrup. Light bled through his eyelids, red and pulsing like a heartbeat. The air tasted sweet and wrong, thick with unfamiliar smoke and incense, something cloying and wrong like burnt flowers. Or maybe that was just how it felt, like the air was alive, twisting into shapes that might have been real or just part of a dream. He tried to move and couldn't. Arms like rope, legs like fog. Shapes drifted at the edge of his vision. Bodies, maybe, reclining on mats like husks in the gloom. No one spoke. A low murmur, a soft cough, the occasional clink of porcelain. Maybe. The walls were hidden behind swaths of faded silk curling like smoke. Somewhere, someone exhaled slowly, the sound wet and tired. Harper couldn't tell if he was alone or just forgotten. A curtain shifted, silk or shadow. Whispers in Cantonese trickled through the haze. A figure passed behind the fabric, graceful, quiet. Was that music? A distant plucking of strings. Erhu, maybe, or just his blood in his ears. His head throbbed with a dull rhythm of regret. He blinked, once, twice, trying to focus. Red glow, lanterns, paper, or dream? He didn't know where he was, some back room, a cellar, a place that didn't show up on maps or menus. The mat beneath him was thin. The floor was harder than it had any right to be. He reached for his coat. It wasn't there. Neither was his wallet. His gun was gone, too. Then a shape in the doorway, tall, still, dressed in black silk embroidered with gold. He saw a face, maybe, or imagined one. But the presence lingered tall and motionless, like it had always been watching. The man said nothing for a long moment, just studied him. "You were warned," the man said. Voice like gravel under velvet. Then he was gone, swallowed up by the smoke. Harper lay still, the fog in his mind lifting in pieces, no clearer than the drifting smoke that swirled and shimmered like it had a mind of its own, teasing the edges of his vision. Then footsteps, slower, familiar. A hand reached under his arm, steady and dry. "Mr. Harper," said a calm voice, "you should not be here." Harper turned his head, trying to focus. Mr. Ling, immaculate as always, quiet eyes unreadable as the menu in his front window. "Ling?" Harper croaked. "This your place?" Ling didn't answer right away. He helped Harper to his feet, gently brushing dust from Harper's shoulders. "The front," Ling said. "The restaurant, that is mine." "The rest?" He gestured with a faint motion toward the drifting curtains and flickering lanterns. "The rest exists, with or without my permission." "You know what's going on back here?" Harper muttered, swaying. "I know many things," Ling replied. "But sometimes knowing is dangerous." Harper didn't like the sound of that. Didn't like being handled. But right now, standing upright was victory enough. "You have always been welcome in the Golden Orchid, Mr. Harper," Ling said softly. "Until recently. You asked a question, the wrong one." Harper squinted, smoke burned his throat. "What question?" Ling didn't answer. He turned toward the door, then paused. "You should go." Before they left, Ling handed Harper his coat, hat, and gun quietly, efficiently, as if returning something mislaid rather than stolen. Harper took them without a word, unsettled by how easily they'd vanished in the first place. Ling led him not through the dining room, but out a narrow hallway behind a curtain, past stacked crates, and the back kitchen door. Harper caught a glimpse of the cooks, heads down, working in silence. No one looked up. He followed Ling through the back door, one hand on the wall to steady himself. His head pounded with every step, the memory of dumplings and rain chasing behind. Back in the alley, the night was cold. Chinatown was quiet. the door clicked shut behind him. And still, Harper had no idea what he'd asked.